Testing one. Okay, here we go. All right, this is January 9th, and the topic this month is Get to a Better State.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There is a power for good in the universe, and each and every one of us is a part of that power for good. So let's have good come into your life this whole year through and for the rest of your life. Remember that you are gods and goddesses and you can do good in the world. With that said, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I had a wonderful holiday, and I hope that everyone else had a wonderful holiday. I'll just quickly tell you some of the wonderful things that happened. A friend who I had thought made her transition called me, and I said, Addie. She said, yes. And Addie is now 97 years old. I had another friend, 93, send me a holiday card, and I also have an old school teacher of mine. She was my librarian in high school. She just turned 101. So, and they're all in good health. So you can be in good health at any age, and it's up to you to do that, and you do that with your consciousness. Or the title of the talk for the month is Get to a Better State. If you get to a better state of consciousness and you realize that health is yours, you can maintain health. You can always have health because God is operating in, as, and through you at every moment. And when you have something that is out of alignment, go back to the idea that God is in you, through you, and that every cell in your body is vibrating with the life of God, and health will return to you. Do not buy in to what the world is telling you. Also, I had a nice telephone call from Thomas over the holiday telling me that the three affirmations, or the three handouts that I gave in the month of December, were doing wonders for him. If you remember, I told you if you only do those three things, your whole life will change. So keep doing them and have wonderful things come into your life. Now, with that said, I got two here tonight. I want to go through the first one here on New Year's. And this is, I make room for new ideas. A new day, a new year, a new beginning. Today, everyone is thinking in terms of newness. We may feel as if we have emerged out of an old world into a new one, as if we are taking hold of a new life, as if the very spirit of newness is alive in us. I dedicate this day to new ideas, new viewpoints, and renewed living. I leave behind outgrown thoughts of past limitations and lack. That's very important. I leave behind outgrown thoughts of past limitations and lack. I let go of old grudges and outdated viewpoints. Fresh ideas refresh my mind. I make room for new, vital, healthy, and prosperous ideas. My world is new as I respond to life in a new way. I see people and situations in a new light. I begin today by acknowledging the spirit of newness within me, and I am renewed in mind, body, and spirit. This is a very, very good thing to start the new year with, and it's the idea here, which we have in the Bible, which says you cannot put new wine into old wine sacks. You cannot do that. So if you're using the same thoughts from last year, you're going to get the same thing you got last year. You must change your thoughts about yourself and about the world around you. And you must give up the idea of lack and limitation, and you must see prosperity and abundance everywhere. When you start to see that, You will start seeing that in your life when you start believing that. We are going to this year move from thought into feeling and from feeling into being. So you want to be prosperous, prosperous itself. Anytime you want anything in your life, you must become that. If you want a love in your life, you must become love. If you want happiness in your life, you must become happiness itself. You must become what you wish to manifest in your life. And that starts with a whole new idea of yourself and what the world is all about. If you remember, Albert Einstein said, you cannot solve a problem using the same thoughts that brought the problem upon you. I paraphrased that slightly. And that's what we try to do. So if you want a new year in your life, start to think new thoughts. Get rid of all those old thoughts. Give them up. They are not serving you. They didn't serve you. So why bother to keep them? And that is the whole idea of moving to a better state of consciousness. So if you were living in a consciousness of lack and limitation last year, this year move to a consciousness of prosperity and abundance. Also, 2012, you're going to hear a lot about the Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar runs out in 2012. So you're going to hear a lot of doomers and gloomers out there telling you that it's going to be the end of time, that it's going to be the end of this world. Do not believe that for one instant. People look at the Mayan calendar and they only see one path. If you really study the Mayan calendar and you understand the Mayan calendar, you will see that you have a choice. You could either go in the route of destruction or you can go in a different, completely different route. Most people always pick the wrong route, you see. Do not do that to yourself. When they start to tell you all that, know that you have a choice. And that is what life is all about, is choosing. It's always choosing. And where does that choice start? It starts within you and it starts within your mind. And it starts with the thought that you are choosing to think. You can choose to think any thought you want to think. So by doing that, you can move to a better state of consciousness. You have to remember that it doesn't matter if something is true or false. That is what the world teaches you. Oh, that's true and this is false. It matters what you are thinking. If you think it's true, it is going to be true regardless of what the world tells you. Regardless of what the world tells you. So it starts with you and it starts with your thinking and it starts with that choice that you are going to make. It's always learning to control your thinking. Always learning to control your thinking. And deciding to choose the thought that you want to think. I use an affirmation constantly and I've given it to you many times. And the affirmation is, I only allow thoughts into my mind that heal me, bless me, and prosper me. If you have a thought that does not do that, get rid of it. Just say, get out of here. I do not need you. I do not want you. And you will learn to control your thinking that way. So that's the whole idea of moving to a better state of consciousness. Doesn't matter what you are living now. Doesn't matter what the world is doing. You are always living in your mind. We know from our friend Emmett Fox, who said this is a mental world. So let's make it that, a mental world. Everything is done with thought. Everything is done with thinking. And you can move your thinking in any direction you want. Your mind is yours to use, and you must learn to use it. You must remember that you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. But we are taught that our mind runs rampant, and we have no control over it. You have complete control over your thinking, and that is what we want to do. We want to release any thought in our thinking that does not heal us, bless us, and prosper us. And you must remember the thoughts are like clouds in the sky. They come and they go. We are not looking ever at the cloud. We are looking at the blue sky. And that's what you have to see. Always you will find peace and serenity when you see the blue sky. If you attach to a cloud, that's attaching to a thought. And unhappiness will develop from that wrong thinking. With that, let's go to the next one here. And this will be our affirmation that we'll all do, instead of going around the room. Wherever I am, God is. You must remember that. Wherever you are, God is. As they say in unity, there's not a spot where God is not. So God is everywhere present, and God is everywhere present within you. So the path to God is not long or difficult. Look at the word up here, simple. How many times have I said this is a very simple teaching? Why do people want to complicate it so much? Because there's too many books out there, there's too many people out there who want to tell you, oh, this is complicated. Your route to God and your route to salvation or whatever you want to think it is very, very difficult. And it is not difficult at all. There's a story about a man going up the mountain to see a guru. It takes him years to climb up that mountain, years to climb up that mountain. When he gets up to the top, he asks the guru, what is the secret of life? And the guru says to him, next time, use the elevator on the other side of the mountain. Use the elevator on the other side of the mountain. You see, we as human beings want to make everything difficult. We think by trudging and going up that mountain and climbing, we have accomplished something. You can use the elevator on the other side and go right to the top. So, this year, say to yourself, I'm using the elevator, and I'm going to go to the top. The top of your thinking, the top of thinking, people. So, the path to God is not long or difficult or complex. Now, religions and so forth would like to tell you that it's a hard and difficult thing to be in commune with God. If that were true, I'd be outside someplace because I do not believe in difficulty or complex things. I only believe in the simple things. So, wherever I am, whatever I am doing, I pause and bring awareness to the one spirit that is within me. So you just pause a moment and say, wherever I am, God is. I open my mind to the thought of one creative energy enlivening me and the world. I open my heart to the one love that is the essence of life. There is only one love, there's only one God, and the love we are talking about, the love that you're seeking, is that love. So open your heart to that. This love, God's love, is within us all. Each and every one of us are connected to this thing. Remember, all that you are is God, but you are not all that God is, and you are truly gods and goddesses. Whether others judge moments in my life as accomplishments or failure, I treasure most the moments I am being God's love in expression. Being God's love in expression. Oh, look who's here. Spirit needs no books or rituals, wealth or architecture to reveal itself. Isn't that wonderful? So many people think they have to do rituals or read a book. Or the church that they go to is the greatest thing. I saw over the holiday St. Peter's. I've been to St. Peter's. And I think it's an absolutely magnificent place, St. Peter's. But it's a piece of architecture. Now, yes, God is there, but God is everywhere. So you don't have to go to a church. You do not have to go to a temple. You have to go within and find God there. To reveal itself, it is as intimate as a touch and as vast as the infinity of space. I am at peace in the simple knowing that wherever I am, God is. Wherever you are, you have to know that God is. Why? Because you are God itself. And you must remember that. So make this year simple. This coming year, go to a better state of consciousness within you. Learn to love yourself more. Learn to forgive yourself quickly and as often as you have to. Forgive yourself. Learn to enjoy this life so that you can enjoy it. So many people are living and they're not enjoying the life that they're having. This does not make sense. Does not make sense in the least. So do it for yourself this year. Take this mind of yours and do something with it. Does anyone remember years ago I told you how to take your mind out and wash it, and wash all the stuff out and put it back in? How many people are doing that? When you have a bad negative thoughts, when you're feeling bad about yourself or bad about the world, take your mind right out. Bring it out here. Run water over it. Make sure it's nice and clean. Shake it off. And put it back in. Just put it back in. Simple, simple, simple. Do not make this stuff complicated. The mind likes to make everything complicated. Why does the mind like to make everything complicated? Because it's using the ego. And the ego is very important. It thinks it has to puff itself up all the time. Don't puff yourself up. Say, this is very simple. Wherever I am, God is. And I can move to a better state of consciousness any time I wish. It's done with your choice. So choose in this new year to only allow thoughts that heal you, bless you, and prosper you to come into your life. There is only one mind, the mind of God. And each and every one of us is using that mind. We are individualized expressions of that one mind. Remember that. Keep that at the forefront of your thinking. So that when you hear all this disgusting stuff. Now, earlier before Jamie came into the room, I told you I talked to all these older people that I know. I also talked to my friend Colette. Colette lives in New Jersey. I met her years ago in New York. We used to go to all the theaters together. And I've always adored and loved Colette. But she's 87 now. And she said to me, well, you know, the world is no longer a nice place. You see? Now, she's the only one out of all the older people that I talked to who told me that the world is not a nice place. This world is a nice place. You must go to a better state of consciousness. When your mind tells you that this is not a nice world that you're living in, that this is not a nice life that you're having, you must change that. You must change that. It's that simple. It is a choice, and it starts with you. So each thought that comes into your mind is a choice that you are choosing to allow that thought in your head. Do not entertain thoughts that you do not want. You do not have to do that. But we're not taught that. We think if we have a thought, we have to do something with it. If I did something with all the crazy thoughts that came into my head, I'd be locked up. Or I just watch them come in and go out. Come in and go out. Because you cannot. We're living in thought atmospheres. And we're going to have those thoughts come through. Do not attach yourself to those thoughts. You are not a thought. You are the thinker behind that thought. And being the thinker, you can think the thought that you want to think. I've said this many, many times, and I'm going to say it constantly during this new year so that it finally filters into all of us and so that we make this teaching very simple. This teaching, called the science of mind or religious science, the main tenet in this thing is that you can learn to think the thought that you want to think. It's completely passed over by most people. They want to tell you how wonderful God is, or this, that, or the other thing. You don't have to know that God is wonderful. That is a given. That is an absolute given. What you have to know that is you are wonderful. You see, God already knows that it's wonderful. But you have to know that you're wonderful. Knowing God is wonderful is not going to help you in the least. Knowing you're wonderful is going to help you. You see? A mental world, and you have to use your mind with this. And you have to be able to think and choose each and every moment what thought is coming into your head. And years ago, I told you this many times also, there was a book out, you cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. And we no longer can afford the luxury of a negative thought. Sometimes that's fun to do, and you can have fun with, but it does nothing but damage to you. We have moved past that, so we must get to this better state of consciousness where we're thinking great things about ourselves. Great things about ourselves. And here again, it does not matter where you came from, who your parents were, how much money you have, how much education you have, has nothing to do with this teaching. It has to do with what you're thinking about yourself. I know many educated people who are nitwits. Absolute nitwits. Do not do that to yourself. Many people want to find out why they are the way they are. Who made me this way? You made yourself that way. Stop blaming it on anybody else. People constantly, my mother did this to me, my father did this to me, or that's the way I was brought up in the school, did this and that. That's a bunch of horse manure. Do not listen to that when your mind says that. You may have a choice here. Do you want to believe that, or don't you want to believe it? And here again, I don't care if it's true or not true. You're saying, well, my parents beat me all the time. That may be absolutely true. But it has nothing to do with where you are now. Nothing to do. You may change that at any time. Forgive them, forgive yourself, and say, that happened, and that's it. It's over. The affirmation is always, I am who I am. It is as it is. And the only time is now. The only time is now. And we constantly forget that. All power is in the now, is in this moment. You cannot change anything in the past. You cannot change anything in the future. You can only change what's going on right now, in this very moment. That's where all power resides, is in the present moment. So make up your mind to stay in the present moment. When you allow your mind to go to the past, that's doing nothing. That's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy to do that. You cannot change that. The only thing you can do is change how you feel about it. How you feel about it. So give that up. The ego mind wants to say, oh, don't give that up because it's very important. Nothing is important, people. Nothing is important. You see? So this year, get to that better state of consciousness. Move up in consciousness to a higher level. When you're thinking these thoughts, you're down here. You can move yourself to a higher level where you find that peace, where you find that stillness. And you can only do that by moving upward and thinking a different thought and a better thought about yourself. So learn to do that. This is the time. The time is now. In the Bible it says, salvation is at hand, or now is the time of salvation, meaning in the present moment. So, give anything up, any bad ideas about yourself, let them go. And especially allow this idea of lack and limitation to get out of your consciousness. There is no such thing as lack and limitation unless you believe it and you're living in it. And most people are living in lack and limitation. you live in lack and limitation, I've told you before, there is no way in hell that you are going to get prosperity and abundance. Because that is what your mind is doing to you. What you are thinking about, you are going to bring about. So, learn to think wonderful, wonderful things about yourself and about this life that you are leading. So, life is a choice. A choice in everything that we do, not only in the outside, but it starts with your mind, and it starts with what thought am I choosing to think about myself, about the world, about other people. Do I realize that this is a wonderful experience that I am having? Make your mind absolutely believe that and convince yourself of that, because it is a wonderful thing. It's not a lie. People say, well, this is not good for you. It's not good for you. That's that yammer, and that's that ego mind telling you that you're not enough. Your ego mind will always tell you that you're not enough, that you don't have enough, and that you don't do enough. That's just a given. So you say, get out of here, go back to the nothingness from whence you came, and let it go with that. So, this idea, we hear it all the time, that life is a choice, and we think that means life is a choice when it comes to a job or when it comes to a relationship and all. Life is a choice in your mind. It's the thought that you are thinking. It's learning to choose the correct thought. Just learning to choose the correct thought and learning to control your thinking instead of letting it go all over the place. Bring it back. Make it simple. Make it simple. If we do this, wherever I am, God is, how much simpler can it be? So remind yourself of that. Every moment of every day, where I am, God is. And if God is there, there can be no harm. There can be nothing going on. Of course, the miracle says you only have two emotions. You're either in fear or you're in love. So why don't you choose always to be in love and not let fear come into your life? If fear comes into your life, get rid of it. Convince yourself. The most powerful thing, and I've said this so many times, is from Mary Baker Eddy. You must argue with your mind like a lawyer before a judge. And you must always make sure that you win. And what we allow to happen, we allow our mind to win. Your mind is not an entity. Why are you making it an entity? And it's not your friend. It's a device that you have, and you must learn to use it correctly. And we are not taught that. We are not taught to use our mind correctly. That's what this teaching is all about. Yes, we talk about God. We talk about all this. We try to turn this into a religion. All well and good. You may do anything you want with it. But it's always going to boil down to mind. It's going to boil down to your mind and what you are thinking about yourself. We can't get any simpler than that. Now, we can embroider that in any way we want. And then we can make it so complicated, you know, and it's not. I refer to Albert Einstein so many times, and Albert Einstein, you know, was working for the unification theory, where one equation would unify everything, and he could not find it, but he said, when we do, we will discover that it is very simple. The thing is, we always try to make it complicated. And it's not complicated. So if you know that all you are is God, but you are not all that God is, and that your mind is creating your life, that is all you need to know. You are the master of your own thinking. You are the one that is creating your reality. So create it the way you want it. Create it the way you want it to be. And then, see that abundance and prosperity everywhere. Just see it everywhere. And it will It's absolutely amazing. And here when I say it's very simple, I'll give you a very simple demonstration. Andy's been to my home. You've been there. I have an antique Tibetan puppet on a chair in my home. And I looked at that and I said, well, I'm going to give that away. I'm going to give that to my niece. She's going to have a baby in April and that will be for the baby. As soon as I made that decision to give that up, somebody knocked on my door with the most wonderful Tibetan puppet in complete gold and a gold costume and the whole works. It's absolutely fantastic. That's prosperity and abundance, people. As soon as you give something away, it comes right back to you in a different form. Now, I gave that one away, too. You have to keep giving. And every time you give, you have to know, I lost nothing. My ego mind wanted to say, oh, no, you can't give that away. That's one of a kind puppet, Dallas, and that's a very old puppet, and that's this, that, and the other thing. If I'd listened to my mind, I would hoard it, and I wouldn't give it away. As soon as I released it, I'm not lying when I tell you this stuff. A girl in my, who I only have met twice, three times, she's always traveling, she knocked on my door and said, I think you would like this. I got it in Tibet when I was there. This is how I use this teaching. And it's the little things. It doesn't mean whatever. I don't know what people think. But something is always happening. And everything is connected. So you give that, something else comes. You have to know that. You have to believe that. And it works for you. Okay, now I have some cards. The thoughts that I am thinking right now are making me unhappy. This realization breaks your consciousness, your conscious identification with those thoughts. See, it's always the thought that's making you unhappy. It's not the situation. It's not the person. It's your thought. And as soon as you realize that it's your thought, now you are into awareness. Now you have become aware. Oh, it's the thought that's doing this. I can change the thought. It's not the event. It's not the circumstance. It's the thinking that's doing it. It's always the thinking. Your thoughts make you unhappy. Your interpretation, the stories you tell yourself, make you unhappy. What story are you telling yourself? Poor, pitiful me. Here I am on the pity pot again. Don't do that to yourself. Get up, you see. What does it say in the Bible? Metaphysically, it says, take up your bed and walk. Stop laying in that bed of pity, of despair. Take up your bed and walk. Walk in to a better state of consciousness. But we don't. We like to wallow in all that stuff. Don't do it to yourself. Much suffering, much unhappiness arises when you take each thought that comes in to your head for the truth. You see, you think a thought comes in your head and you think it's the truth. It's lying to you all the time. Most of the time it's lying to you. Why do you think it's the truth? Much suffering, much unhappiness arises when you take each thought that comes into your head for the truth. You're awful. You'll never make it. This won't happen. That won't happen. And you take that as the truth. You take that as the truth. It's a lie. Get it through your head. It's a lie. Only allow thoughts that heal you, bless you, and prosper you to come into your life. We're always talking about mind here, and we're always going to be talking about thought. yes, this is a God-oriented teaching, but you will not get anywhere in your life unless you can control your thinking. You will not do it. So we all have to learn that. On happiness needs a mind-made me with a story, a conceptual identity. It needs time, past and future. When you remove time from your unhappiness, what is it that remains? The suchness of the moment remains. When you remove all the other stuff, just the suchness, which is a Buddhist term for the now, suchness remains. Get rid of the story. Get rid of the story. How many people still are telling that same old story about, oh, this happened to me, or that happened to me, or my parents did this, that, and the other thing to me, and it makes you unhappy. I'm so tired of hearing people, you know, I tell them now, I don't want to hear that. I said, get over yourself. You know, you've run that one into the ground. Right into the ground. You know, and you've been out with people. One wants to top the other one with this. Oh, well, you think my parents were bad. Oh, mine were worse. They did this and that and that. Who cares? Doesn't matter. There was a minister called Dominic Prolifrone. He was originally from West Nyack, New York. But he took over for a while the Hollywood Church in Hollywood here, of religious science. And his main thing was, so what? All this stuff, so what? All these things happen to all of us, so what? Don't make a big deal out of it. Change the story, so what? You know, see? I love that when I say, oh, so what? And just continue. Whatever is could not be otherwise. Whatever is could not be otherwise. Do you know what that means? That relates the connectedness of everything. The connectedness of everything. Whatever is could not be otherwise. Meaning, where you are at the present moment in your life is exactly where you have to be because of all the interconnections to life. So, don't think that there's something wrong with my life or something. There's nothing wrong with your life. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Now, if you don't happen to like where you are, you have a choice. You can choose out of that. You can choose out of that. So this year, moving to a better state of consciousness means also to move in consciousness to where you want to be and see yourself already there. See yourself on the sitcom. See yourself with the money you want. See yourself as the person you want to be. And that's the consciousness that then you live in it. Remember, I told you this a long time ago. When you make an affirmation or you do treatment, then you must live at the level of that treatment. You must live at the level of the treatment or the affirmation. And how can I prove that is true? Remember, I made an affirmation 30 or 40 years ago. I am a reader. Now, when I made that statement that I am a reader, then I didn't sit there and not go out and open a book. I started to read. And I read and I read and I read. Today, I'm a reader. You have to do it yourself. Life is a do-it-yourself project. People say, oh, I want to be rich. And they sit there. If you want to be rich and that's your goal, then you must go do something about it. You must go do something about it. Now, many people say to me, oh, yes, but look, God takes care of the birds. He feeds the birds. He does this and the other thing. Absolutely true. But God does not drop a worm in a bird's mouth. The bird must go and look for the worm. The worms are there. The richness is there. Your success is there. But you must go look for it. It does not come to you. You must come to it. And when you start out in that journey, what you have to remember is, if you start out and you move in this direction, think of God here. God will start coming towards you. But you have to do the moving. It's the connectedness. When you move, God moves. If you sit, God sits. Simple. Simple, simple, simple. Nothing that happens is an isolated event. It only appears to be. The interconnectedness of all things. Everything is connected. We are all connected. We are here tonight because in some way we are connected to each other. The people that came here tonight who haven't been here for a while came here tonight because they needed to hear something. And they were directed to come here, not by me, but by mind itself. And then you hear what you needed to hear. And you may have heard something here tonight that I did not say. But you heard it. You know, when I was, when I had a church, and I would give sermons, or lectures, whatever you want to call them, on the way out, the people would say, "Oh, you said this, this, and this, and was exactly what I needed to hear. I never said it. I never said it." See, there's always something else going on. This thing that we call spirit is in this room. It's everywhere. And when you come together, things happen. There's a dynamic that goes on, which we will not get into that. You just have to know that that is going to happen. You often heard, if you went to church, where two or three are, when two or three meet, there I am. Because the spirit is always there. And you must learn to use that spirit. So in this new year, move to a better state of consciousness. You have the opportunity to do that. It's the beginning of the year. Excuse me. I love the beginning of the year because we can change it from what was last year by merely changing our thinking, by choosing to think differently. By choosing to think differently. The same thought will always produce the same result. It's a mathematical equation. You could not think lack and limitation and expect prosperity and abundance. You cannot do it. So, this year, move to a better state of consciousness. Allow only thoughts that heal you, bless you, and prosper you to come into your life. That is what it's all about, choosing. Life is a choice. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.